Hi, this is Cam, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Couldn't get you out. I laid beside you and pulled you close, and the two of us went up in smoke. Love isn't all that it seems. I did you wrong. I'll stay here with you until this dream is gone. I've been sleepwalking, been wandering all night, trying to take what's lost and broke and make it right. I've been sleepwalking, too close to the fire, but it's the only place that I can hold you tight. In this burning house, see you at a party and you look the same. I could take you back, but people don't ever change. Wish that we could go back in time. I'd be the one who thought you'd find. Love isn't all that it seems. I did you. I'll stay here with you till this dream is gone. I've been sleepwalking, been wandering all night, trying to take what's lost and broke and make it right. I've been sleepwalking, too close to the fire, but it's the only place that I hold you tight. In this burning house, flames are getting bigger now. In this burning house, I can hold on to you somehow. In this burning house, oh, and I don't want to wake up. In this burning house, and I've been sleepwalking, been wandering all night, trying to take what's lost and broke and make it right. I've been sleepwalking, too close to the fire, but it's the only place that I can hold you tight. In this burning house,
I interviewed Cam recently when she came into the UK to support Carrie Underwood at the Roundhouse, but I'm caught up with her again just to talk about her Grammy nomination, also her new album that came out today, which is Friday, December the 11th. It's called Untamed, so we're going to talk to her now. So, but first, let's find out when she learned of her Grammy nomination.
I did a show in Vegas and I woke up, and instead of winning the literal jackpot, I woke up to the figurative jackpot of being nominated for Best Country Solo Performance for Burning House. Crazy. It's so weird. Like, I can't believe it's in the top 10. Like, it just can't sink in fully. Like, I know that people know the song, and I know that when I go to concerts, everyone sings along, and I see the reaction getting bigger and bigger, but I still think of top 10 as a place for famous people. You know, like Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley and Chris Young. I think of that as being top 10. And I kind of feel like, and everyone's so welcoming. It's not anyone else making me feel this way. I still feel like I'm this like fans sneaking in somehow, you know? So it doesn't, it definitely does not feel real.
Cam now talks about her debut album, Untamed, which arrived in the stores this Friday.
This whole album is like this party that you're invited to. Like, you're, everyone's welcome to just come and be themselves. And that being different just for the sake of being different, that's not really, you're not trying to be a rebel or anything crazy. You're just being who you are and being the unique version of yourself, which sometimes feels really scary. That is the reason you were put here. That is the best thing that you can be. And you're, you being yourself empowers other people to be themselves. And it's just, it's such a fun time. And that's kind of what this whole album, the process of making this album was with my friends. And we all just were ourselves. And we didn't really know how you were supposed to make an album or how you were supposed to make country music. We just made it how we wanted to make it. And that's the coolest part about it, I think, that it's so different. Untamed means it's going to be, there's going to be some crazy stuff on there, but it's also just this big wild ride that you're invited to, this wild rumpus, we like to call it, which is like where the wild things are, that story. And it's just going to be this big, this big party, and you're all invited to come dance around the bonfire. A lot of it's hard to fully understand, like to fully let it sink in what's going on, because when you work so hard for 5 years, it's more about the work than it is about what is going to happen. So you just spend so much time just trying to get everything right. And I this album, I wouldn't change anything. I've got it, I'm very picky, and I've got it exactly to where I want it. And my entire team feels so great about it, too. It's been such a great journey. So I feel like I've really accomplished something already.
And a final note from Cam. She talks about how she wishes that people would listen to her debut album, Untamed, for the first time.
What I really wish is they would just be in their car for a long drive or at home with the music turned up really loud. Like, I normally would just be like, turn it up. Make sure you get to hear everything, because there's so, because I worked on this album for such a long time, there's so many layers to it. So there's sound design of crickets, like ice cubes in whiskey in a glass. There's the crackle of the burning house. All those sounds are in there. And then there's so many layers and there's so much space to it. We didn't fill up with instruments, where sometimes there's this tendency in country music to, have we put a fiddle on it? Have we put a pedal steel on it? Have we put it? And they stack everything so much, which is a really fun way to do it too. But this one is the opposite, where we left a lot of space. So each instrument gets room to sort of be, you know, the color it is and just have its own space. So the music, even if you, I probably shouldn't say this, but even if you muted the vocals and just listened through the music, it's unreal. We've like listened to them. It sounds beautiful. So there's the story you get to listen to. And some people listen to different things first. You know, you listen to the music, or you listen to the drums, or sometimes you listen to the story first, or sometimes you're a melody person and you just are catching on to the things that are kind of hooks and stuff. But I think the main thing is to just, the more listens you can give or the more attention you can give, there's so much that the album is going to give you, because there's so much to each song. So yeah, maybe just turn it up or listen. listen a few more times. Hi, this is Cam, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Her high heels on the red carpet, her perfect hair blowing in the wind, with her designer jeans and fake eyelashes, between the flashes. She may be singing about the country, putting out the hits. Those boots sure never stepped in horse shit. So thank God she lives in the city, 'cause country ain't never been pretty. You hear the rooster crow at the crack of dawn, you've already been at it for hours. You're thankful there's no cameras, 'cause you make an awful face. In the cold track to see, just can't be done with grace. Slit of hairspray and curls, you got hay and dirt. Slam your unpainted nails in a barn door, but it's alright.
country ain't never been pretty. It's as simple as it seems. Who needs brand name jeans? Your man's hands are gonna cover the label anyways. Woo! Country ain't never been pretty, and that's all right. 'Cause if your head's on straight, your hair will be fine. Might not get it at first, but you'll come around. And see your legs look great with both feet on the ground. Country ain't never been pretty. You can spend 8 hours at the gym every day. Then who would bail the hay? You could iron your shirt, polish your boots, but then you may as well go put on a suit. The glitter and glamour, the fortune and fame, the sugar-free soy vanilla lattes. Leave all that to the folks in the city. 'Cause country ain't never been pretty. It's easier than you think. Just buy a round of drinks. Beer goggles are cheaper than Gucci glasses anyway. Woo! Country ain't never been pretty. Never been pretty.